the program. It's great to have you here into the lunch hour now on Tuesday. And I mentioned on Thursday of last week, we were live on location for the entire show at Agribition. And I said it on Thursday morning. I said, it feels packed in here. Like it just, I don't know what it was, something about it. Because you think about my show starts at 8:30. The doors didn't formally open until 9. But even at 8:30, it seemed to be bustling in there. And then 9 o'clock, literally, when those doors open, school groups, groups of people. We were in the International Trade Center where the booth was set up with the Saskatchewan Cattle Association, and just throngs of people walking by. Well, now I look at they had the largest attendance ever in the history. 54 years of Agribition. This year was record-breaking attendance, 151,000-plus people through the doors. So, yeah, maybe that stands to reason. Thanks again, by the way, to everybody that stopped by the booth while we were down there and on location. Here we are, December the 2nd, and I talked about it's the Tuesday, the day of giving, and we've talked about it from a variety of different angles. Today's actually an important day that people might not be familiar with as well. Today is the day of incorporation. Tomorrow, the day of persons with disabilities. Now, those are both great opportunities for awareness for the incredible work that is done at Sask Abilities. We have had Sask Abilities on the show in a variety of ways over the last couple of years. And today I'm happy to welcome Ian Wilkinson to the show. Ian is executive director of Sask Abilities and here to talk about how 2025 has been for the organization. And by the way, celebrating its 75th year of helping people. Happy anniversary, Ian Wilkinson.
Yes, thank you very much. It's great to be here. It's been an incredible year for us.
75 years is incredible for Sask Abilities. Can you talk about, obviously, goes without saying, but you haven't been there for the entire 75, but can you talk about how from its inception, how things have transitioned and how the organization has grown in that time?
Yes, but you know what, Evan, I've worked 40 years in this field, so I'm just about getting there.
Well, that's good. I wasn't going to date you. That's the thing with Ian.
There you go. Well, those early years, it actually began in 1949, and Saskatchewan families came together, and they really just had a heartfelt hope. They wanted a better life and future for their children. And so from that, Sask Abilities was formed, and we were incorporated on December 2nd, 1950. We'd already begun running some programs, but yes, we became incorporated on that day. And I'm so proud. Some of those programs continue today. One that people would know, of course, is Camp Eastfield out at Manitou Beach, one of our most prominent and well-known programs. But a little-known one, we began a Children's Rehabilitation Center program in 1950. It is still running today. We turned it back to the government of Saskatchewan in the early 50s once we proved it could work. It's still running today as part of the Saskatchewan Health Authority, known as the Alvin Buchwald Child Development Program, serving children with disabilities. 75 years later, something that we proved. So we have dozens of programs like that, Evan, that have continued and grown and evolved throughout the years. But things that we're just really, really proud of from those early days.
Ian Wilkinson is my guest, executive director of Sask Abilities. I mean, it's also got to be just the growth of the number of people you're able to help. In those early days, it was, you know, helping kind of an immediate number of families. Now it's expanded exponentially in the province, hasn't it?
Yes, it really has. We now each year can serve about 50,000 individuals experiencing disability and their families in their province. And we do it through three main areas. We have a group of employment programs. We have a number of rehabilitation programs. And also then quality of life, things like Camp Easter Seal Day programs, summer programs for children. And we do it all across the province in all four corners, and we do it in major cities and also on a mobile basis. So we touch so many people, and we are touched by so many people, the stories we hear and the support Saskatchewan shows us.
Can we talk a bit about how you're celebrating? 75 years is a big deal. Like, there's, I know we've got some good Saskatchewan companies and businesses that just this year or in around this year have celebrated 100 years, but they really are an anomaly. 75 years is an incredible track record of making a difference. How are you celebrating things, Ian?
Yeah, we've had a real party this year. I'm not sure what we're going to do next year, but maybe I can start with actually today. A few hours ago, the government of Saskatchewan proclaimed today throughout the province of Sask Abilities Day. We're so touched by that honor and appreciative of our longstanding relationship with the government of Saskatchewan. But we have we've had community barbecues. We've created a video series. We did a time capsule. We had a special camp day out at Manitou Beach. We've had a traveling memorabilia display. One that's going on for a little bit. We commissioned a series of art panels for Camp Easter Seal called Birds of the Beaches. And they're on display at the Watrous Manitou Beach Heritage Center for the next 5 months. But what's really cool is the QE2 Art Gallery at Government House is putting these art panels on display from the fall of 2026 to the winter of 2027. So really our celebrations continue.
That's awesome. Ian Wilkinson is joining us, Executive Director of Sask Abilities. You mentioned the time capsule. I'm curious, so what did you put in there, and when's the plan to dig it up? How far into the future?
Yeah, so we're going to open it up in the summer of 2050 when we have another camp day out at Camp Easter Seal. And we put in some reports and brochures and things like that. But the really cool thing, we had staff, board members, clients could make little handwritten notes, and we've got those all in there. We've got photographs. We've got some digital things. Perhaps they'll still be working 25 years from now. Who knows? So it's got some really nice, warm, personal touches in it.
That's good. Ian, you mentioned the appreciation you have for the province of Saskatchewan through the years. They've been supporters of Sask Abilities. Today, proclaiming it Sask Abilities Day. What are ways in which you are funded? Is there an element of fundraising that goes into this for you?
Yeah, that's a big part for us, Evan. And of course, today is Giving Tuesday, and we participate in that like many other charities. We're doing a really interesting thing today out in Yorkton, first-time partnership with Yorkton and Melville McDonald's. A dollar, I think, from every cup of coffee today is going towards supporting Camp Easter Seal. So we have fundraising throughout the year. This is a nice special one today and something new, and just shows how people of Saskatchewan just give, and it's from all communities.
What's in the future, Ian? If you look ahead, I won't say look ahead 75 years, but maybe between now and the time capsule, 2050, what is on the horizon for Sask Abilities? You've grown so much. What's next?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I mentioned I've been around 40 years, and we've come so far, but there is so much work still to do in this area. And unfortunately, people experiencing disability can be some of the most disadvantaged. But we really see improvements to inclusion for individuals. A personal interest of mine is about agency and autonomy. Too often we deny or assume that people experiencing disability don't have rights. And I think we're just going to continue to see improvements there, that we have a more inclusive, accessible province that all of us can enjoy.
Ian, this has been a great chat. I'm a big supporter, big fan of Sask Abilities. I appreciate that you and your team do some incredible work, and we wish you continued success and happy Sask Abilities Day today.
Thank you very much.
So, and by the way, if you are in the Yorkton area, you can donate by simply going and having a cup of coffee, as Ian talked about at the McDonald's. Thanks for the partnership there as well. And being as it is Giving Tuesday today, saskabilities.ca is their website if you would like them to be the recipient of your generosity. You're listening to 980 CJME and 650 CKOM.